Hello and welcome to Online Journalism Talk. My name is Caroline Bevan, an online journalism student. I'm joined by Dan Davis and Alex Gemmler, fellow students here at Birmingham City University. Guys, today, the business models of news, will news ever make any money?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? At the moment, it seems we're in pretty much a state of flux. There aren't any established models effectively making as much money by any stretch that newspapers used to make. And in fact, through our experience here, we've sort of said there's not really an easy answer to making money through hyperlocal journalism.
Alex, do you think there's just one answer, or do you think it's a case of just addressing loads of different issues?
I think it's lots of different answers too. I think the biggest problem has been people have been looking for one simple answer, one single business model, but it's a mixed model with lots of sources of revenue and different business within the hyperlocal news. So I think it's been a huge mistake when people think about a business model and get focused in just one way of making money. So money must come from not only from subscriptions or advertising, but from other activities that hyperlocal news websites should promote and create to make some money.
So what other ideas? When you mentioned subscriptions there and advertising, but what other kind of revenue streams are there?
Well, there's at the moment it seems to be you have your news output, but you also consider diversifying or using the site as a launch pad for other things. So yeah, advertising is one thing, paywalls is another, but you could also start looking at events or T-shirts,
community
or,
support,
any kind of and links with other businesses offering click through to other things. In addition to your traditional banner ads and all that kind of thing.
Isn't the concern though then that if you do start diversifying and the risk is that you shift away from being a news website and you become a T-shirt website or a website creation website?
Yes, but I think that newspapers already had that problem before in different level in terms of business-wise because they were doing lots of different things. And if there's an ethical problem between about doing news and doing other parallel activities, I think that problem already existed. So if it's well-managed, and if it's something that people do seriously and with imperfect conscience, I think there won't be much problems to that problem won't exist. So I don't think it'll be prejudicial or harmful for the hyperlocal news website to develop other activities, as long as it keeps it alive and the website does what it's supposed to do, which is give local news for its community.
I mean, that brings us back to a good question, actually. What is... Does local news need saving? Do we need local news websites at all?
Well, you have to ask whether there's a need for them. And I think one thing, I come from a background in newspapers, but I'm not a regional newspaper journalist. But the rise of hyperlocal sites, and it's increasing, on a monthly basis, has shown that there is a thirst for people to want to find out what's going on and what's happening in their area and take part in civic responsibility and civic duty. And those people that are running the sites, most interestingly of all, aren't necessarily interested in generating money.
Interesting points.
I think that it's really need. There's a big need for hyperlocal websites because the local newspapers and local media is not covering the issues that affect the local communities.
Let's leave it there, guys. Thank you very much for that. Get in touch now if you're listening. We'd love to have your comments on this. Drop us an email, team@onlinejournalismtalk.com, or hit the website, onlinejournalismtalk.com. Send us your comments and we'll have a look at those next time. Thank you. See you next week.